The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. Diabetics who use insulin to control their blood sugars can sometimes end up with very low readings that, if left untreated, can lead to death. While modern blood sugar monitoring systems can warn patients when their blood sugar levels are dangerously low, there may be other more user-friendly ways to do the same thing. As reporter Shelley Schlender found out, these new blood sugar monitors don't require batteries.
In a crowded meeting room in Concord, California, dozens of people are petting and playing with dogs that are not just best friends, but potential lifesavers. These are dogs for diabetics. They're trained to smell dangerous changes in blood sugar levels, then alert their owners. It costs around $50,000 for the organization to train each dog. But for diabetics who qualify, like a fourth grader named Kate, the dogs are free.
This is awesome. I can get a dog to help with my diabetes.
Mark Rufenacht is the founder of Dogs for Diabetics. He is a diabetic and got the idea for the organization 20 years ago when he was training a puppy to help people who are blind, and he suffered a nearly deadly low blood sugar episode.
More than likely, I had a seizure from the low blood sugar. The dog liked me. He stuck with me, and I was able to get my blood sugar up.
That puppy had no training in how to smell blood sugar, but knowing that breathalyzers can detect chemicals in breath and that dogs have been trained to sniff out drugs and explosives, Rufenacht started wondering.
So the hypothesis was, can a dog smell hypoglycemia or low blood sugar? And the second part of the hypothesis is, if I could train a dog on me specifically, could that be a universal smell between type 1 diabetics?
Working with other scientists, Rufenacht determined that dogs can smell low blood sugars in both breath and sweat. Before continuing a demonstration of his training methods, Rufenacht checks his blood sugar. It is 133, normal for him. Rufenacht asks an assistant to let his two personal diabetes-smelling dogs into the room. Both dogs hurry to Rufenacht. They put their paws on his lap, then balance on their back legs and put their front paws on his shoulder. They snuffle at his nose and mouth. They lick his face, and they do not stop. Then suddenly,
disobey the command. What's happening is my blood sugars are dropping.
Dogs for Diabetics has placed more than 100 dogs with diabetics. They hope to expand the program, training humanity's most loyal companion to save lives and help diabetics around the world.
Good boy.
Shelley Schlender for VOA News, Concord, California.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Find out more at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.